Hello, hello. Welcome to the Sleon Podcast.
Leon.
My name is Santiago Leon, and today I have Scott Majunkin. Welcome, Scott.
Hey, how's it going, Santiago? Thank you for having me on, man.
Good, man. So Scott Majunkin, a little backstory. I've known him since college, graduate school. We went to Regent University back between 07 and 09. You were there a little bit more than 09, I believe. And he was a business major, and I was a communication major. And we kind of – we weren't, like, best friends then. We became more best friends afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah, I think throughout, like, as life kind of took off, you and I developed a deeper friendship. And it's been cool. It's been cool. Yeah. I think it's been about 10 years, man. 10 years.
It'll be 10 years. Yeah, this year, 10 years that we started Regent.
Yep.
And and we graduated during, like, the recession time. So, so Scott, tell me a little bit about yourself since Regent.
Okay, so, well, you kind of prefaced it pretty well. You talked about the recession. So, graduated the winter of 08, 09. It was like that. And so we all know the recession hit late 08. And I was working for an architect, great guy. But, you know, it's here in Hampton Roads. And, you know, contracts dried up, you know, military contracts. And that's a lot of what this economy around here is based off of. And so I didn't know the adventure that was ahead of me at that time. So after Regent, had my shiny new MBA, was doing marketing and business management for this architecture firm, and did some really cool stuff. But 08 happened, and so I started consulting some more and more. I went into the marketplace with the intention of becoming like a turnaround management consultant. I wanted to help businesses that were hurting improve themselves, like turn the business around and become profitable. And that's where I wanted to take my career. So started networking, got in with you know, made some really good relationships and here at Hampton Roads. And I moved to Austin, Texas, there for a time. I think that was like 2011 or 12. And spent about 2 years there, did marketing for a technology company, did some consulting for branding, marketing, continued down that path. Eventually, I made my way back here, did branding. I was running a marketing branding company for this larger company. Anyway, so that's kind of like the career side of it. The emotional, personal side of it is that it was really hard, man. It was really hard. A lot of people in the statistics show people, millennials such as ourselves who graduated at that time, faced a really, really tough economy. And a lot of the assumptions that we had going into the market, into the workforce, turned out to not be true for people such as you and I. You know, the lack of experience, all the companies were contracting during that time. And suddenly there wasn't that much demand for a MBA, you know, people without, you know, years and years and years of experience. And so what I learned during that time was this concept of validation. But I can go into that a little bit later in this podcast, but it really, seeking validation from other people and seeking validation from institutions turned out to probably be my biggest mistake going into the workforce. But in turn, it has fueled what I'm doing right now. And I think, what I'm doing right now is just flourishing, it's blossoming, and the message is getting out there. And but that's kind of what's happened since Regent until today. A lot of trials, a lot of ups and downs, a lot of entrepreneurial thought, and a lot of life lessons learned.
So as you can see, as we've been communicating throughout this podcast, Scott has launched a new startup or a new company. And it has, I mean, how I defined it is like wellness coaching, would you think?
Nope.
Okay. Well, please explain to us what it is.
So I have this journey that I've been on has been an incredible one. And really where I am today is the result of the accumulative experience that I've had throughout my career so far. And what I've been able to see was the positive benefits that executives get whenever they are coached and mentored, right? But professional, like coaching and mentorship, that is kind of an elitist thing right now. It's very expensive, it's time consuming. People who generally can get that type of interaction with someone is it's not accessible for a lot of people. And that was a thought that I had back in 2009. And ever since then, I've been working on this idea of how can we make online coaching accessible to the normal people, for the rest of us, not just the elite. And over time, working with businesses locally here, I've been able to kind of refine that concept on down. So right now, what we have is I have formed a company called Achievely. I have what we do is we create online classes that specifically are focused on what's called vertical development of employees. So we can look at it in two ways. And I say vertical development, that is the development of a person, who that person is, the lens throughout that they see the world, and develop a person that can become a complex thinker to handle the future that's coming, and to raise up leaders that can actually handle this future that is complex and global and all this stuff. Additionally, so we create these courses, but we also have an online platform that makes these online courses available to employees at a very low cost. And then on top of that, I do host a series of workshops for employees on how to design their life. We use design thinking, innovation methods to actually create a life that they can't wait to live. And also, I provide coaching and consulting services to management so that they can understand their young millennial workforce a little bit better. How can they manage them? How can they get the most out of their workforce? And so all of these things kind of combined are really centered around getting these, helping as much as possible young millennials to be very proactive in their life. And it applies the main lesson that I've learned in my career, which is seeking validation. I went into the MBA program. I went into the workforce kind of thinking that I was already validated. I was seeking academic validation from this institution to bestow upon me and say I'm worth, something in the workforce. I looked to bosses, I looked to paychecks, I looked to status symbols, and all of those things were very empty until I learned I have to own my life. I have to be responsible for every decision that I make. And it wasn't until I learned that, how to actually own my life and take complete ownership over my decisions and also live with the positives and the consequences that come from those decisions. And it's that one concept that is prevalent throughout everything that I do. And so far, I've been able to help Chick-fil-A restaurateur. We're building a Chick-fil- we're building a Achievely platform for a land for a home community development in Dallas. And we're also talking to several other companies on how we can integrate this message into how they hire, how they train, how they develop and retain a young millennial workforce.
How has the response been from these corporations or from these businesses taking your program?
Oh, the response has been great. I don't want to speak too negatively about young millennials, mainly because I understand personally and also, research-based, I see it and I work with these people all the time. And I understand why certain problems are prevalent. And some of it has to do with, yes, young millennials and millennials, we were raised a certain way, awarded in a certain way, and things like that, and overscheduled, overbooked. But there are certain things, such as being proactive and being consistent, being disciplined. I mean, kind of basic things that a lot of generations in the past have had in the workplace, but there seems to be some challenges that are new that older generations can't really address because they don't understand what it's like to come of age or enter a workforce in a post 2008 world. It's completely different. And I'm like filling a gap that isn't right now met in there. And so far the response has been fantastic because I'm just saying it honestly, like, hey guys, no one's gonna, you know, like, you are in charge of your career. No one is responsible for you except you. And you have to take full ownership of every decision that you make. And that applies to certain areas of your life. How are you fulfilling your job? How are you, are you blaming other people for where you are in life? Or are you taking responsibility? Are you stepping forward into, you know, creating a life that you actually want? Or are you waiting for people to provide that for you? Because if you're waiting for people to provide that for you, then you're sunk. Nothing's going to happen. It's not going to turn out. And all you're going to do is just blame other people for the rest of your life. And so that's where I kind of take the message. And that kind of message is resonating with these employees and getting them to think a little differently about their work, about their life, and about the company and their role in it. And overall, it has a positive impact inside the company.
And once the company approaches you guys, what platform do you guys provide? Is it a online platform? Is it a in-person platform? Tell us.
So there are a few options that I'm able to provide. And these options are, I mean, people are, the demand is there for all of these. It's crazy. I didn't think it was going to be this big until I got into it, honestly. But so there is an online course platform where we can host videos in an online course format. So if you want to do distributed or blended learning to a diverse workforce of 12 or more at a low cost, then we can provide that. We can do pre-made courses. You know, so if you have a coach that you're already working with and you want, you know, their coaching material provided to your employees, we can do that. We're already doing that. Or if you want custom content created, we have course developers, media, production, film editors. I mean, we've got the whole thing, everything in house, and we can develop a awesome, very well produced, media centric online education experience to your employees. So the online education portion is there. Second, I can do in-person live workshops. Generally they take place about, you know, it's once a month, maybe two times a month. I can do that for employees to where I work with management, kind of figure out the core challenges that they want me to address. And I can develop a workshop, specifically for their people. And it continues out on a monthly basis. I also can work with management so that I can help them understand how to manage a younger workforce in a better way, how to communicate, how to motivate, how to grow and retain better quality candidates. And I can also provide insight into how millennials think, if that's a demographic that that a company kind of is pursuing at the moment. So there are several services that seem to be in demand that I've been providing, and the results have been really, really cool, really good.
And you could also provide any type of custom training for a specific company or business, right? Or is it pretty much all generalizer?
Yeah, I mean anything that I do, I have some standard stuff that. It's kind of a plug and play thing, or I can work and develop a custom curriculum or workshop or motivational speech format. But generally, as a rule, everything I do is not so much competency based training. I think that space is filled. Like, how do you make this mug? You know, like skills based stuff. Everything I do is based on the philosophy that only you are responsible for the decisions that you make in your life. And so I develop the people vertically.
Interesting you say this because I've been doing a lot of research on McDonald's, how they started and everything. And on YouTube, there is a McDonald's training video from the late 60s. And it's pretty much how to treat the customer with a smile. You got to have be in good attitude and being cleanliness. So this is, I mean, it's kind of similar to what you're saying. But it's interesting how, you need training videos in the workplace. You need training videos within the company. What's the morale like? Is morale down? Where's the disconnect? You can't communicate with a millennial. This is great stuff.
Well, I like that you brought up the training video. So again, we're going back to the horizontal competency-based training. That's been around since the Industrial Revolution, right? Like cross training, negotiation, how do you make a burger, right? And that type of stuff has kind of worked up until this point. Right now, it's a younger workforce. The reason why I focus so much on the younger workforce is because their perspective is so different. And pretty soon the workforce is going to be filled with centennials, people who are younger than millennials. Right now they're like 16 or 17 right now, but we got to start thinking about them. And the research is showing is that they are more entrepreneurial with their careers. And so what that means is, yes, they're going to be entrepreneurial, but entrepreneurial in the sense that they're going to look at a position and say, what can this position do for me in the future? Right? How is this position going to make me more valuable long term? So jobs have kind of turned in, instead of like a long term thing, they become something like a tour of duty, right? Like, I go to this company, I'm going to spend some time here, gain this experience, and then I'm going to move on. And the reason why they have this kind of perspective is because around 2008, the time whenever we started the workforce, they were young, and they watched their friends and family go through the pain of 2008. And during that time, companies, they started laying people off, the economy contracted, things got a little tougher, retirement went away. And so young millennials know feel insecure about the workforce. And so there is very little trust that they're going to stay with the company long term. So whatever company they're going to be with, they want to know what's in it for me. What can I do? Right. And yeah, there's a whole lot of emotional stuff about like, I want to have meaning in my job and stuff. But really, really deep down, companies have to think to themselves, what does my company uniquely provide to a younger workforce? And one of the, and this makes that competency-based training that's been around forever kind of irrelevant, because not irrelevant. I mean, everybody still needs to know how to do their job well, but it's not going to attract and retain the best and develop the best because everybody gets that competency-based stuff. What the future of this employee development needs to include is vertical development, and that's going to do several things. A company is going to be able to say, look, you join my company, I have a tool, I have a way to provide you to help you become a better person. Not only are you going to be paid reasonably well, and you're going to have all those benefits, but you're also going to develop as a person. You're going to leave here thinking differently, being better, right? And that's an attractive offering, especially to these young millennials. And also, you're going to be able to bring in the better people, keep them longer term, and also develop people who are complex thinkers, who are able to think for themselves and handle this future that's coming and is going to become increasingly complex. And we can't have those complex thinkers if we're only focused on the skills-based, competency-based training as we have in the past.
Where do you want to see this company in 5 years?
Shoot, I mean, my vision, my grandiose vision, 5 years, I want everybody in the world to have access to a coach, to a personal coach. I want to bring down the cost so much that coaches have access to people who want coaching, and I want online courses. I want to have hundreds of online courses, not just made by me, but by other people on this thing. And I want it to be the place everybody in the world goes to. If you want to become a better person, if you want to get your life on track, you want to get unstuck, you want to develop vertically, not just for companies, but also for yourself. I want Achievely to be just the place everybody goes. And the way and this message that I'm putting out there is resonating. People are getting it. Lives are being changed. Companies are improving. And I really think big things are in store for this. So all I care about right now is not so much like, hey, let's make a whole bunch of money. What I care about right now is helping people figure out how to prosper in this post-2008 world, in this modern world. And I want to see people break free from this thing of validation that we see, validation seeking, and just killing it in their lives. So it has to be the place. That's where this is going.
And how can people get more information about this program?
So there's two places. If you want more information about Achievely itself, you can go to achievely.me. That pretty much talks about how we create and we create online courses and how it benefits companies. You can go there. You can schedule a conversation with me through that site, or send me a message. It comes directly to me. And so that's achievely.me. If you wanted to learn more about me and what I do, which also includes a link to Achievely, you can go to scottmcjunkin.com. Everything that I'm doing and I'm building is there. So you spell McJunkin, McJunkin, so .com.
Now down to the personal side of things. Who is your favorite entrepreneur?
Oh, gosh. You know, I don't know who my favorite entrepreneur is. I mean, as someone that's kind of in the online learning space, I really respect Amy Porterfield very well. If you ever look her up, she's awesome. The way that she delivers her content and takes care of her customers, it's fantastic. You know, then you get the stereotypical guy, you know, Elon Musk. You know, he's just so far out there, and he's just making things happen. You can't help but respect him. That's about it. I've always had a respect for a guy named Evan Baer. He created Outbox, and now he's in charge of Able Lending. And it's just been fun to watch them.
What is your favorite business book?
Relentless by Tim Grover. Tim Grover was the trainer for Michael Jordan. And he's also trained a lot of other athletes. And he just talks about what it takes to be at the top of your game, not just a closer, but what's called a cleaner, a guy who's always on top, always performing, regardless of if it's a clutch situation or not. And it's fantastic. I listen to that book all the time. Also, Outliers, you know, you always got to love Outliers by Malcolm Gladwell. You know, listen to that one all the time too.
Interesting you say that, because we had a guest a couple episodes back and he was a trainer for Dwight Howard. So it's interesting these trainers come back again in the mix. What would you tell your 15-year-old self?
Oh, gosh. That's a great question. 15-year-old self would say, I would tell myself, hey, man, good job on keeping your nose clean, right? Not getting into the bad stuff, because a lot of people get in the bad things. Keep on doing that. And just say, don't take things too seriously. Enjoy life. Enjoy your time with your friends. And I would say it's going to be okay. It's going to be rough. It's not going to be what you want. It's also going to be really good. But just know that if you work hard and you apply the gifts that God has given you, and you are faithful with your talents and gifts, God will bless you, but not in the ways that you think. And honestly, trials and struggles and problems, they teach us lessons about life. And they get us closer to understanding who we are and why we're here. And I would just say, let go, man. Cause I was so uptight. I was really an uptight guy, always striving. And I didn't enjoy a lot of things. I would have said, enjoy it a little bit more.
That's a good answer. And like back to our interview, you make a good point about millennials, and I really really glad that your program teaches self-responsibility. I think I talked to a couple of millennial, well, kids that are a little bit younger than me. They're like early mid-20s, and I always teach them
Bro.
self-responsibility. There's a
Yeah.
lack of. There is, I mean, not a lack of, but it seems like they kind of blame on something else for some reason. They don't blame it. Well, what about you? I mean, what did you do wrong, which caused that situation? And I think that's a good program. And you're right. I think a lot of, kids, don't teach, don't get taught that in high school or anything like that. So.
We could. I have a soapbox thing. So my big soapbox is how we're raised in the education system. This is going to sound controversial to some, but you got to think since the time that we're five, all the way up, if you go to grad school, 23, 24, or whatever, we're graded and rated and told who we are and how good we are, right? And so we're kind of conditioned to seek the validation from superiors.
Eighth place trophies.
Eighth place trophies, but it's not just that. I mean, we're told, if you follow this ladder, if you follow these lines of thought, then you will get approved. You are a good person if you learn these things, right? And then we're overscheduled. We're going to piano camps, we're going to summer camps, we have everything is managed, everything is told to us what we're going to do and how to pass, how to pass a course. Here's a syllabus. This is how you be successful. This is how you're going to be successful. That's not how life works. And honestly, to my own chagrin, I thought that that's how life worked. And I think that this educational system conditions us to expect our superiors to not only provide for us opportunity, but also to validate us and to tell us how we're going to be successful. And when we're not successful, it's hard for us to take personal responsibility. And I think it's because we're overconditioned. I'm not saying that we shouldn't go to school or anything, but what I am saying is that we're conditioned to crave this validation. And then if you throw in social media in the mix and like we post a selfie and we get likes, well, we're seeking validation from those other people, from and so we're conditioned over and over and over not to think differently, not to learn coping skills. I mean that thing, coping skills, that's a big deal. And I go over that in the workshop. But really, how we're raised in the educational system creates this whole thing coupled with the insecurity of the market. And yeah, I do, it creates this thing where we want to take responsibility, but we don't. We have to blame it on other things. And it's a confusing thing that on one hand, I get it why young millennials feel this way, but on the other hand, yeah, like take responsibility. And that is the main thing. That is the main thing that I teach. And I want it to get out there, and I want people to take responsibility over their lives.
Awesome. Well, we're coming to the close of the show. How can people
Awesome.
reach you? Are you on Twitter?
I am on Twitter. I'm not on it a lot, but my handle is Scott underscore McJunkin. You can find me on Facebook. Just type in Scott McJunkin. There's not many of us in the world. And also, you can go to scottmcjunkin.com. And if you want to email me, you can email me at scott@achievely.me.
Thank you very much for coming on the show. Any final words?
No, hey, just take responsibility for your life. It's own your life. I mean, it's a simple concept. It sounds simple, but really it's profound whenever you get it. Own your life.
Awesome. Scott Majunkin with Achievely.me, right?
Yep.
Awesome. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.